We're going to turn now to Hurricane Irma. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper just gave an update on what the state can expect from the powerful storm. And WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now. So, Tom, what are the latest projections on where the storm may hit North Carolina?
Well, Greg, let's start with where the storm is at the moment. Irma is still southeast of Florida, and it's expected to hit that state sometime this weekend, likely Sunday morning. The National Hurricane Center and the National Weather Service are showing it will likely travel up Florida before hitting Georgia, parts of South Carolina, and the southwestern parts of North Carolina. That is expected to happen sometime around Tuesday morning.
So that sounds like relatively good news for Charlotte and the Piedmont.
That's correct. But remember, these are just forecasts, and they're 4 days out to boot. So federal authorities warn that projected track could shift as much as 200 miles or so in any direction. At his news conference, Governor Roy Cooper said he's keeping the state of emergency declaration in effect, and he urged North Carolinians not to get complacent. We're not in the clear yet, Cooper said, and this is such a large storm that even a glancing blow could be a powerful one.
So the state is going ahead with emergency preparations.
Yes, they are, and they're setting up staging areas in Greensboro and Asheville. These are temporary headquarters where supplies and first responders and mobilized National Guard units gather together. The NCDOT is also stopping all road work as of 7 p.m. tonight in order to keep the roadways clear as evacuees from other states move north, but also for potential North Carolina evacuees if it comes to that.
And I understand we're going to hear shortly from South Carolina's governor?
That's correct. Governor McMaster is going to speak at 2 p.m. and we'll follow that story as well.